So currently, hours of service stand at 11 hours of drive time, 14 hours of on-duty, and then a mandated 10-hour rest. What this bill will do is increase the current ag exemption on the front end of a haul, which currently sits at 150 air miles. The bill increases that to 300 air miles. It also increases the drive time from between 15 to 18 hours of drive time, depending on what the driver actually needs. Not everyone will need all of that, but again, it provides some flexibility. This bill also states that rest will be when the driver feels like they need to rest. Again, with our strong safety record, we know that our drivers are resting when they need to. They're resting according to the weather outside so that their animals are in a good place. And so while resting, this will not count towards your on-duty time, which I think is important. We want people to be resting when they need to. And then on the back end of the haul, we add another 150 air miles. Based on the fact that we have 150 on the front end, partly because of the volatility of loading, we want to provide the same for our haulers for the unloading process that can also be difficult. And then at the end of the drive, we do have a mandated rest. Once the animals are safely off the trailer, there is at least a mandated 10-hour rest. If you choose the 18 hours of drive time, that will increase to a 13-hour mandated rest. So we feel like this bill takes into account the flexibility that livestock haulers need, but it also provides the flexibility that we really need to see.
Rivera discusses what's next for the TLAS Act.
We have a lot of things that we are working on in this area to provide flexibility on hours of service. We do continue to work with FMCSA. Recently, we had a strong bipartisan list of senators that sent a letter to FMCSA requesting flexibility and changes for haulers in hours of service. So there's a lot of moving parts. We feel like this bill is just another part that kind of paints this whole picture and shows support from our members of Congress that we have to do something. So we're hoping that this bill can move, but we're also hoping that this bill, gets more member support and that we can show that there is a lot of support out there to provide some flexibility for livestock haulers. The next steps are to continue to get co-sponsors on the Senate bill. We will probably have a House bill that will be the same language. We'll probably drop that first week of June. Congressman Ted Yoho of Florida has taken the lead over there, and we are currently getting co-sponsors on that bill as we speak. So please reach out to your members of Congress and ask them to co-sponsor TLAS. And once we have a bill number, we will certainly share it with people.